everyone. Welcome back to another show. Today's episode is all about hypnotherapy. Now, I just want to share with you that I recorded this episode many years ago. So in an instance where I share about just starting meditation, this was back in, I believe, 2018. So it's been quite a while, but I hope you enjoy this episode and please reach out to me with any questions at all. All right, let's get into it. Enjoy the show.
Everything in our lives happens because we believe. I believe we are on this planet to serve a purpose, and I believe those beliefs came from somewhere. I searched for years, but I didn't know what I was searching for all those years. I never knew what truly felt right because I didn't know how to feel, but I always got out of things or situations that felt off for me. Welcome back to the show, guys. Thank you for being here. Today, I'm going to share with you a little bit about my story, how I got into hypnosis and hypnotherapy, and what it's all about, how it can help you. So, yes, I held many beliefs, many that I know now are absolutely ridiculous. Things that were put into my head as a child, things that had happened to me when I was younger, therefore I made them mean something. I was stuck in my ways and forcing things that weren't meant for me. I was worried about the outside world more than my inside feels, simply because I didn't know I had inside feels. I didn't trust myself, rather I went with what looked good, and I based everything on the past, what happened already, and also the future. What could possibly happen based on this past experience, or what I didn't want to happen because of that past experience. We ping pong back and forth, and our mind wants to be comfortable all of the time, yet it never settles. If you notice in your mind, you'll think of a thought and it'll be happy, and then it'll find a reason to be uncomfortable, and then it'll find a reason to be comfortable, and then uncomfortable. And it goes back and forth and back and forth, and it drives you up a freaking wall. This is what the mind does. It's there to make us comfortable, and yet it never stops. And it creates stories that create emotions, that create a feeling. And we're constantly fighting with this because we don't know how to stop our minds. Nothing I did tried worked. And I always desired freedom. That's my word. I tried personal training, nutrition, I even did podcast coaching and my regular job. Yet nothing felt good. Nothing felt fulfilling. Fulfilling is a better word. Nothing felt like, oh my God, I need to do this. And it lasted. It lasted maybe a couple of months, maybe 3 months at the most. And I was always successful at what I did. And it felt really good at the time. But then I got bored. And I always asked myself, why? What is the problem here? Why can't I stick to something? And it's simply because it didn't feel good. It didn't feel like myself. I was always forcing something. I got to the point where I felt unemployable. I had a desire to help people on a deeper level rather than just covering up the symptoms. And I felt like that's what was health coaching was for me. That's what nutrition was for me. That is what all of those things were. But I really wanted to help heal people. I felt like, and I still do feel like, that I am here for a really good reason. And I want to help everyone understand. And most importantly, I want to help them understand themselves. I want to teach them to understand their mind, to understand their emotions, to understand their feelings. And to understand this is power. It's freeing. And it's amazing. And that's where I am in my life. I'm right on that brink. And I'm happy to share all of the information that I have with you in this podcast, on the blog, on Facebook, everywhere. Most importantly, in sessions. That's where the most powerful healing takes place. That's where you understand everything that's going on. You can get as much free content as you want on everything that I just said. But when you're sitting face to face and I'm putting things in your lap and explaining them to you, specifically to your issue, your problem, your want, your need, your desire, everything makes sense. And that's where the true healing begins. During my life, I never felt like a norm. I never felt like a normal kid, nor did I ever want to. I never desired that. I didn't want to be that robot walking around just doing things. And I even felt like this in the most developmental stages of my life. As a middle schooler, as a high schooler, I just didn't feel like I fit in. I felt like I had so much more, but at that time, at such a young age, I didn't even understand. Like, I couldn't put that together because it didn't make sense. I just thought I was different, but I was okay with it. I was either before the trends or after the trends. I created my own trends. I had this fire inside of me, and I still do. Each time I learn something new, each time I uncover something different about myself, or I help my clients uncover something different about themselves, it's like I open a new door. And this new door is amazing. It's a feeling. You can't always explain what that feeling is. But after years of trying and nothing sticking, I got fed up and I wanted to just give up. And I've been through that many times. And I did for a while. I went through a period where I just gave everything up and I just went on and I dated people who were not good for me. And I just did things to do things because I wanted to feel like I fit in. But not once did I ever feel that way. My body did not feel right. I was just going with the thoughts that the mind fed me. You should do this. You should do that. You should date. Just go with it. It'll be fine. All of those thoughts came into the mind. At that time, I didn't know the mind and the body were separate. And that you could actually view the thoughts that were going on inside of your mind. And there was a reason why they were there. There was a reason why I was settling. There was a reason why I just didn't feel good. I was suppressing my creativity. It was paralyzing me because I was also suppressing and knowing that I had something there that was waiting for me. I just didn't know what that was. All of the struggles that I faced since childhood, now to age 40 in this year, 2019, have been made clear during this very stressful and eye-opening year for me. In the midst of insanity, hypnotherapy came into my life. Well, I discovered it about 2 years ago through a podcast, and it just felt right, although I wasn't ready. It hadn't hit me that this is what I wanted to do. I didn't know enough about it. I didn't know enough about the mind and how it worked, although at the time fascinated by it and listening to all sorts of material on it, I hadn't put it into play. So I didn't know that this is where I wanted to be. I didn't understand it. After a couple of years, I understood. That brought me to this year. But back then I started studying and putting into practice consciousness, although what I thought was consciousness. I was just listening to books on Audible. I was listening to podcasts. I was reading information online. I was really understanding how people were putting this into practice, but I was not yet at that stage to put it into practice, to understand it. Through the years, I had made changes in my mindset, but I didn't understand how that happened. I wasn't fully there because I would constantly go back. I hadn't discovered meditation yet, although I knew what it was, and I knew that it was good for me. I didn't know why it was good, but I just knew because I heard from other people. The outside things always came into play for me, and that's what it does for a lot of people. And I know that's probably what it does for you as well. You hear all of these things that you should be doing, although what feels good? How do you understand what feeling is? Meditation became a part of my life this year. This past January. And I'm going to go more into meditation in the next episode, but for now, I'm just going to tell you that it became a part of my daily life. Then came the woo after that. Seeing energy, seeing particles, auras, dreams, understanding all of this stuff and digging into it. This all happened in the middle of this year, which was really hard. Now I've been able to put it all together, and it makes sense. And it makes sense because I've put my focus on it. I've 100% learned how to meditate, and I know I have so many more levels to go because I won't ever be done learning. And this can go deeper and deeper and deeper. It was just a feeling, a calming, a perfect fit. Not to say I won't continue to learn, like I said, and continue to find new methods. But right now, for now, the way I'm doing everything feels and fits so good. And I see it's working with the people that I'm working with and the people that I'm coaching. Everything feels good. I must say, it's all about your beliefs. If you believe that you can understand this and you can put this to practice and that there are deeper ways to understand yourself and to heal yourself, you know that you can get there. Just like I said in the beginning, everything in our lives happens because we believe. If you don't have that belief, no, it won't come to you. It won't come to you at all. So I found hypnotherapy and I started studying it in April of this year, right around my 40th birthday. And I felt like, oh my God, this is something that finally feels amazing. And I loved it. And I couldn't pull myself out of it. And I still can't. I really still can't. 7 months later, I'm still deeply in it and learning more. And every time I open a door to a new method, I'm excited because it all works with the one thing that I've been studying and fascinated with, the mind. The mind could be made a lot simpler, although first we need to understand it. And you can understand it by listening to these podcasts, the blog, social media, working one-on-one with me, doing a workshop, doing a challenge. I want to empower you with as much information as I possibly can. That's why I did the first two episodes, which I suggest you go back and listen to a number of times. Reach out and ask me questions. But for today's purpose, I just wanted to share that with you. And I wanted to go over some things about rapid transformational therapy, which is what I do. So you know, there is RTT, which is rapid transformational therapy, and there is traditional hypnosis. I do both. Hypnosis is a deep state of relaxation. It's where your mind, the mind, is turned off and your subconscious is there listening intently. And you can rewire into your brain exactly what you want to hear. Exactly what you want the outcome of whatever the session is. It could be smoking. It could be anxiety. It could be nail biting. I mean, you name it. It's whatever you want it to be. There could be the senses brought in. We could do smell, touch, taste, hearing. And for some reason, I'm blanking on the last one right now. But the five senses, you could bring that in. And it could be an amazing session. And I've done many of these. Excuse me. I've done many sessions with just traditional hypnosis, and it is phenomenal. You feel like you're on a cloud. It is truly amazing. But I want to go into rapid transformational therapy. I'm going to go through the questions that are asked most, and I'm going to give you the answers. And I would love for you to participate and send me over some other questions if the question you had is not in this particular episode. So we'll go over how long does it take. So for a rapid transformational therapy session, it can run anywhere from 90 minutes to 2 hours. You want to make sure that you are mentally preparing yourself for your session and to relax afterward. Experiencing RTT is life-changing. It's this opportunity, and you will feel completely chilled and relaxed or pumped depending on your desired outcome. What does RTT feel like? And remember, you can apply this to hypnosis as well. RTT goes deeper. So hypnosis will feel different for each person. Some will feel like a floating sensation, and others may feel as if their body is sleeping, but they're conscious, so you can hear what's going on. You are super focused, and you have complete control over everything. Some people might feel sleepy. The majority of people feel deeply relaxed, have no problems in the moment. So no matter what the feeling is, it's working, and you're going to be amazed. Number three, can I get stuck in hypnosis? Absolutely not. That is a myth. You are in complete control the entire time. You're able to move around, wipe your nose, grab a drink of water, or even come out of it if you're uncomfortable. I do recommend that you stick it out, but you have the choice. You always have the choice. Okay? I do sessions on Zoom or Skype as well. So you can be comfortable, but you won't get stuck. If the call is lost, you can continue to stay in your hypnotic state and relax. But you will eventually come out of it after you don't hear my voice for a while. You'll be like, what's going on? So no, you can't get stuck in it. How does hypnosis work? Hypnosis is not magic. It's science. It works by slowing your brain waves. That's as if you were in a REM sleep state. And I've gone into the sleep state. I should say I've gone into the brain states before. So that's what gives us access to your subconscious mind. It is super simple, and you can even do it at home after the session to continue your relaxation. What if I don't go deep enough? I don't want you to be concerned with that at all. I'm going to help you get into a deeply relaxed state, and I'll show you as well. You will feel it. The depth of hypnosis is not linked to your results, so don't let "am I deep enough" get in the way. Just tell yourself the truth. This is working, and it will absolutely work. Just know that it's effective. Just know that you're going to feel amazing, and you're going to get out of it exactly what you want. So now this is where we go into a little of what RTT is. Those above five questions, those are... you can apply those questions to just traditional hypnosis. So number six, what if I think I already know the reasons behind my issues? So RTT is mind-blowing. Regardless of what you believe going into hypnosis, you will view things in ways you never knew existed before. You'll be able to see and feel it clearly. So it will change your life, change your mind, everything. When you change the meaning behind what you know, you change the beliefs. So most people in RTT are taken back to scenes of their childhood. Most people don't even know these scenes existed, or they're ones that they mentally blocked out for protection purposes. So you just want to relax and trust that your subconscious mind will show you exactly what you need to see. Okay? So in RTT, let's back up a little bit. In RTT, you are taken back, child regression it's called. You are taken back to three or more scenes in your childhood that are going to pinpoint the specific reason, for example, your anxiety. And you're going to be able to pull out the specific reason, what happened, how you were feeling, who was with you, how old you were. All of that stuff is going to help you create the story of why you have anxiety, why you smoke, why you have sleeping issues. Anything can be put into that. And once we pull out those reasons with the child regression, it's gonna make sense to you. And you're gonna know that this is where your belief came from. So let's go to the next question. What if I go back to scenes that are painful or scary? Okay, so this is something that a lot of people are afraid of. So first of all, if you are brought back to a scene that is scary or traumatizing, I'm going to tell you that you are not reliving the scene, but you're simply viewing it to pull out the information that we're going to need to help you understand. I'm going to be with you the entire time to hear your visions, record them, and help you by leading you in the right direction. And at the same time, reminding you that you're not feeling it. You won't feel it in hypnosis as long as I let you know. At the same time, you can allow yourself to cry anything out that needs to be released. It's okay. So if you do feel it, just know that that is an emotion that needs to be let out. Because if you don't let it out through a cry, it could be let out in other ways. Headaches, body aches, pains, disease, stuff like that. Okay, so number 8. When will I start to see changes? This is what everyone wants to know. So there are 3 types of changes from rapid transformational therapy. Every person is different. The 3 reasons are, 1, immediate. You will feel a massive shift right away. Immediate changes in your physiology, thoughts, and behavior right in that session. And I've had many people go through this. The 2nd one is incremental. You'll see consistent shifts every day or over time after your session or sessions. And then there's retroactive. So you don't see the shift right away. And then one day you'll suddenly look back and see all of the things that are different in your life. Mind blown. Amazing. So, number 9, what if I need or want another session? So RTT is designed to give you a powerful breakthrough and create these big changes in your life. Again, all customizable depending on you. Some people need more than the 1 session, most do. For a particular issue, example, weight loss. Depending on how deep it is, it could take up to 3 sessions. Most people want to keep going and doing sessions to work on other areas of their life and receive coaching to integrate the new beliefs and build new habits and behaviors. And this I highly suggest. If you're doing something that you want changed and it is a deep-rooted belief, RTT paired with coaching is super powerful, because then we're going to have the time that you will need to recreate everything in your life. I have a lot of options to help you long-term in other areas of your life, because once you change this one, let's just use anxiety as one, it's going to fall into other areas of your life and you'll be able to see everything changing and coming to play the way you want it to be. Okay, so number 10, what kind of problems can hypnosis help with? So there are so many issues out in life that could be helped with hypnosis, from confidence to physical pain. So you tell me what you'd like to work on and we'll go from there. But I'll list off a bunch that can be helped with, some common and some that you wouldn't even think of. So we have calmness, conception, confidence, deep interrupted sleep, any type of fear. So flying, heights, needles, dentist, freedom from depression, anxiety, freedom from drugs, improving eyesight, that is a powerful one. Attracting wealth, interview skills, if you have these nerves, testing skills, lovability, motivation, passing exams, perfect relaxation, if you want to have a perfect relaxation, pregnancy, public speaking, stop smoking, stop drinking, gambling. There's also weight loss, of course, weight control, which is slightly different. And then there's selective and moderating drinking. I also do something called healing vortex. And that helps to realign all of the energy within your body, going through each chakra throughout your entire body. It is extremely powerful and you feel so much going on within your body. There's so many other options. There's also working with children. If your child has a hard time sleeping, or if they had something happen, if you're going through divorce and you feel like they need some help to get through divorces, there are so many options out there, guys. And I don't want you to limit yourselves, and I want you to realize that there is this alternative option out there. Again, it is a science that is proven, that is used in medical fields, that is used in dentist's office, that is used in hospitals everywhere. This is scientifically proven. So I don't want you to think that it is part of the woo-woo. This is the science part of this. I want to be able to teach you as much as I know, like I said. So I hope this episode was helpful. I hope that you contact me to ask some more information if you're curious about it.
You can reach out to me on email at laurenjeanwellandhip@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.